Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We are keeping our music a little bit down tempo this morning because of International Holocaust Remembrance Day. Tali Nates is the founder and director of the Johannesburg Holocaust and Genocide Center. She joins us this morning. Tali, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard, and good morning to all the listeners. Yeah, a somber day indeed.
Can you just begin by explaining the difference between today and Yom HaShoah?
That is such an important question because people do not realize that actually worldwide, globally, we have 2 days.
Right.
The original traditional one of Yom HaShoah that actually falls, of course, on the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising first day. This year is actually 80 years for the uprising that started on the 19th of April, 1943. So we will commemorate 80 years. But that is a very, very Jewish day. Jewish day to look at the victims, but also about resistance and, you know, the antidote of the sheep to the slaughter, what was said and so not right, you know, so wrongly, about the Jews. The 27th of January, was established, relatively late globally. It was, of course, the Auschwitz Liberation Day, the day that the complex of the Auschwitz camps, almost 50 all in all,
right,
were liberated by the Soviet army, actually by a Ukrainian unit,
interesting
for today. But it is relatively new because the resolution passed in the United Nations in 2005, by the way, with no objections, everyone accepted that resolution in 2005 to commemorate today. The Auschwitz Liberation Day is the day of remembrance for the victims of the Holocaust, or as many say, Holocaust, International Holocaust Remembrance Day.
Right.
So nowadays, basically, we have two. One that is commemorated in Israel and in Jewish communities around the world, and one that is commemorated internationally, and that is today.
Right. Okay. And in terms, so what's our role in all of this?
And again, an excellent question, because what is our role? You know, world leaders will stand today, or already last night, we had a very moving commemoration last night at the Holocaust and Genocide Center in Johannesburg, where Ambassador of Israel spoke, and Ambassador of Germany spoke, and the Director of the United Nations spoke. So that will be repeated all around the world. And that is important, you know, to recognize, to pay respect. So on that level, that is important. But it's more than that, because you're asking what is our responsibility,
absolutely,
you know, as
exactly,
human beings, you know, not as leaders and as just empty words. And I think it is a day of reflection today, because we don't remember the Holocaust every day of our life. I do, because I work with this subject.
Yeah.
I work with the survivors here in Johannesburg. But for you, Howard, for the listeners, I do think that it is an opportunity, actually. It is an opportunity to think about not numbers, but individuals, to think about what would the community, the Jewish community, would have looked like with the 6 million that would have built new families, that would have, you know, it's not only the loss of the 6 million. It is the loss of the potential.
Absolutely.
Of the families that were never born, the art that was never made, you know, the medications, the medicines that was never invented.
So yeah, and it's very hard to quantify that. But, you know, if I look at it on a personal level, I always look at my late grandparents who fled Germany and the damage, the loss that was so immense in their lives and how that was passed on to their children. And, of course, to us, it's become absolutely part of who we are. And I often wonder what my grandparents would have been like if – in another context. My grandmother would have to speak German in secret because my grandfather couldn't hear it. So he had to cut himself off from the language of his childhood because it was too painful for him. And when we think about it, just in those, that type of context, we realize this immense, immense impact that it has on generations.
Yes, yes. So you are talking about something that is also so important, the collective trauma. So it's not only the individuals that I mentioned before and the survivors, of course, that are carrying with them all the family members that were murdered, like in your case, very poignant, you know, story, but it's the collective trauma. So for us, what does it mean when a synagogue is attacked in Pittsburgh?
Right.
And immediately the collective trauma kicks in and we think about Kristallnacht and the attack of synagogues, you know, in 1938 or, you know, so that trauma doesn't go away. And again, today is a day to remind us to say, just pause. Think about how does the Holocaust affect you? And of course, the Holocaust was a global event. So it affects us in South Africa, even though the Nazis were not marching in the streets of Johannesburg.
Yeah. And that's the challenge is the, you know, we live in a world where people are very quick as well to label other people Nazis and to label things in a very dramatic way. Which is the responsibility of all of us to call that out and say, no, this isn't. Just because you have a view that I don't agree with doesn't make you a Nazi. And not everything is the Holocaust, because otherwise it really does, you know, when we look at a Pittsburgh situation where we see these things escalating, you know, then we need to be able to call it out.
Yeah, and that is sadly what you see today in this very wounded world of ours, where everyone is using the Nazi card, you know, calling everyone Nazis or genocide or Holocaust or Auschwitz. You know, those words are so become sort of cheap because of course the Holocaust is seen, perceived by many people as the ultimate evil, the ultimate crime. And then if you want to say this is really criminal, you know, these are really bad people, this guy is a Hitler or this one is a Nazi, which we do need to call out, because this is a, you know, this is a distortion. For sure, and a form of denial of the Holocaust as well, when it is done there.
I think it is. That's interesting. I'd never thought of it that way. It is a form of denial of the Holocaust because it just means that it's so watered down that it doesn't really give it the gravitas that it deserves.
Yeah, and that is the irony of today's world, that everyone wants to be the good guys, you know, to carry the good story. And then how are you the ultimate good is by naming the other the ultimate evil.
Right.
And we see it everywhere. We see it in South Africa. We just did with the University of Cape Town's Kaplan Center and with the Konrad Adenauer Foundation Media, a very, very interesting research about hate speech on social media, anti-Semitism, racism, and xenophobia. And in all the case studies that we looked at, the use of Holocaust, Nazis, Hitler, you know, was done to everyone, from Malema to, you know, to Helen Zillert and so on and so forth, which is interesting that it is used in today's world out of context.
And then, of course, we've got, this was the year of Kanye West, or Ye, who also somehow went down this really bizarre route of talking about the Holocaust.
Yes. It reminds us that anti-Semitism is the oldest hatred, you know, the original. Sadly, we don't want that, but it is the longest hatred, and we need to be on the lookout on those mutated anti-Semitic ideas. Rather than just, you know, stay angry, I think education is absolute key. This morning we will have 120 learners from Masimbambani College in Orange Farm coming to the Johannesburg Holocaust and Genocide Center exactly to speak about this. It is part of the South African school curriculum for grade 9, and all grade 9 learners will come to learn about the Holocaust, because we do need to prevent and to educate and not only stay angry.
Absolutely right. And that's where we leave it, Tali Nates. Thank you, as always, founder, director of the Johannesburg Holocaust and Genocide Center, doing absolutely vital and critical work. It is 7:30. Good morning.